We got to the Dark Sky Reserve fairly late in the day and barely had the camp set up when it got dark. The amazing thing about this place is that it is so far from other sources of light and sits atop a plateau that you get an incredible view of the sky. It truly gives Montana its name of the Big Sky Country. After a nice dinner and s'mores, I took Dipper and Bobby a bit away from the campfire so they could see the sky more clearly. The Milky Way was especially clear that evening and spread out like a silken veil. I've always been inspired seeing that.
Mr. Borealis, where are the Northern Lights?
I'm sorry, Bobby, but it looks like we don't have any tonight. They would have been on the northern horizon over there, but I don't see them.
That's okay. I think I'm just going to turn in.
You feeling okay, Bobby?
Just a bit tired, so I'll be fine.
Take one of the flashlights with you. I'll stay here with Dipper. I'm not surprised Bobby decided to turn in. He's been looking under the weather a bit more every day. I certainly hope whatever it is that's bothering him clears soon. Dipper got very quiet and just stared up at the sky for the longest time. I let him go and answered questions he had about certain features. Around midnight, though, I decided it was time for bed. Time to turn in, Dipper. Dipper, are you okay?
Yeah. Uncle Star, are we lost?
No. I've been camping here before. I know just where we are.
But we came so far to the Dark Sky Reserve to see the stars, and now it's so dark and so...
big?
Yeah. It's an awful big world, and the sky's even bigger.
Are you scared, Dipper?
No. Well, maybe a little.
Well, actually, compared to the outer planets like Jupiter or Saturn, it's a pretty small world. But I wouldn't want to have to paint it.
Oh, that's just silly.
Come on, then. We'll head back to camp. Never be afraid of the world, Dipper. You don't know how strong you are. And I'll always be here for you, I promise. Hey, remember that swarm of fireflies that flew past us as we were setting up camp?
Are you kidding? I'll never forget that. They were blinking all around us. It was almost like being up in the stars.
It was really something. Think you can sleep now?
Well, I'll try.
Good night, Dipper.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. 'Cause they'd fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I'd get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slow. Say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems when I fall asleep. Leave my door open just a crack, 'cause I feel like such an insomniac. Why do I tire of counting sheep? I'm far too tired to fall asleep. There you go.
to 10 million fireflies. I'm weird cause I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes as they said farewell. But I'll know where several are if my dreams get real bizarre, cause I've saved a few and I keep them in a jar. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, cause everything is never as it seems. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. Stay awake when I'm asleep, cause everything is never as it seems. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because my dreams are bursting at the seams.